Yeah, really excited out there. It's, you know, we play our first game in a hostile environment, so hopefully we can get the jungle back roaring, and I can't wait for tomorrow night.
Damian Martin, is he a chance to play?
No, he won't play. He'll have a good run today. Pulled up a little bit sore from yesterday, so we'll take medical advice, but it'd be very, very doubtful.
How disappointing is that, and how long have you seen being out for?
Hopefully he'll be back on the court next week, but look, we knew it was long-term benefit. We don't want to rush him back to put him back to miss any more games. Hopefully that'll just be the two games, and you know, he'll be playing for the next 26.
Obviously he's had a few great battles with Cedric Jackson. How do you go about covering him tomorrow?
Yeah, look, he's a quality player and really coming off a pretty ordinary performance last night. So we know how good he is, and we know how vital he is to the New Zealand team. So we're expecting a tough competition.
You run through the last sort of 5 second game plays during the week, given
what's yeah. Yeah, we did cover that during the pre-season, but we do some time and score situations, and yeah, we'll just make sure when we hit the foul shot we get the win.
Nate Dewey playing with the Wildcats now. How's he fitting in with the team?
Yeah, fantastic. Nate's been a great inclusion. He's just his energy and enthusiasm, and the people tomorrow night will see him play with the passion that yeah, the Perth crowd are going to love him.
He spoke at halftime last week about being possibly a little too aggressive. Is that something you're going to have to address?
No such thing. He can be as aggressive with what he likes. You know, he's a big factor for us. He's a big focal point, and he plays great unselfish basketball. He led the team in assists last week. He hit Beal for an open three, then hit Sean Redditch for an open three, and they were big plays, and hopefully he'll have a good first game at home.
With Nate and Matt Knight, a couple of your tall guys on the team, how will that affect Tom Jervis's place?
Yeah, well, Tommy came in from the bench, and you know, that's his job, to come in from energy, and it's not so much that, you know, his opportunity will still be there to play. It's not, oh, Nate's playing well, Matt's playing well, Tommy won't play. That doesn't happen. He'll get his opportunity, and he's just got to be, and he knows if he's playing well, he'll play court minutes.
How do you hope Tom's going to kind of, I suppose, shape up the team?
Yeah, Tommy's been really consistent. He improved on last year, and hopefully he can improve again this year. Tommy's a big factor for us. He's got some great length and blocked the shots and changed things, and his energy out there is really what we need.
Confident Jared Kenny can control things, obviously playing against some familiar faces for him.
Yeah, you're right. He's look, I'm surprised he hasn't played in the league beforehand. You know, he came in, and when Hugh went, and he's been fabulous. I find it very hard a 31-year-old could be a rookie in this league and produce what he's producing. And, you know, early, he'd be right up there for Rookie of the Year.
Expecting breaks to bounce back after being disappointing last night.
Yeah, look, you don't win 4 championships in 5 years and roll over. They had a bad game, which we all do every now and again, and we're expecting the full front of the Breakers at us, and we'll prepare accordingly.
And these two teams don't like each other, do they?
They have a really strong history, yeah. There's no love lost on the court, and, you know, you'll see that again.